life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You can't make the most of your data if it's stuck in different silos. If it's scattered across the cloud, on-prem, and with your apps, then it's hard to access, hard to work with, and increasingly expensive. Now you can see it all and manage it all from one place. Welcome to Data Done Right. You can start managing your data, not your infrastructure. It's unified, simple, secure, and it's only with a Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
European Green Transition is listed this morning on AIM following a successful £6.4 million fundraising. Joining us today to tell us how the company is going to proceed from here are Aidan and Jack. How's it gone with the fundraising, first of all?
Thank you, Alistair. Yes, we're very pleased with the result of the fundraising. We've raised a total of 6.45 million from institutional investors and family offices. So that's exceeded our target slightly, and very pleased in the vote of confidence that the investors have put in us and also in the business model we have at European Green Transition. So we see a substantial opportunity to develop a pipeline and of green economy assets in Europe to complement our existing portfolio of assets. So these green economy assets essentially could be metals, minerals, recycling, processing, or even potentially wind or solar assets. Their focus is on distressed assets, and that will complement our existing portfolio, which includes a very substantial rare earth element deposit in South Sweden.
And so tell us a little bit about your background, Aidan. What brings you to the point where you are now involved in European Green Transition and taking this particular suite of assets forward into the world?
Well, I bring technical expertise to the board as a chartered geologist. I've worked in small cap AIM companies for about 16 years. Spent a lot of time in Africa, in Ireland, and especially up in Sweden, where I spent 4 years guiding a strategic alliance with Centerra Gold. So I have a lot of operational experience there on the ground in Sweden, and that is where our lead asset is in the company at the moment. So I've come into this company really as a geologist and sort of worked with Cathal Friel and Jack Kelly and the team on those assets for almost 2 years now.
And you mentioned Jack Kelly there, who's also with us. Jack, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself while we're here?
Yeah, thanks, Alistair. So I'm a chartered accountant by background. I previously worked in PwC Ireland's M&A team, working with Irish and international businesses on M&A and fundraising. About 3 years ago, I moved to join Raglan Capital, Cathal Friel's vehicle. And in that time, I've been working across quite a number of AIM-listed small cap public companies, including Poolbeg Pharma PLC and hVIVO PLC. So working very closely with the CFOs of both of those businesses on all things M&A, capital markets and investor relations. As well as that, as Aidan alluded to, I've helped put together the European Green Transition company to date, so help with the pre-IPO funding and help bring in a number of the assets that we currently have in the business. So very excited by the opportunity that's ahead of us.
I mean, you mentioned some familiar names of other companies there, which perhaps brings me to my next question for either of you to take. Why did you guys choose to list in London in particular? I mean, London is a good choice, obviously, for several reasons, but there are other options for a company like yours. Was there any sort of overriding factor that that led you to choose London as your place of listing?
Yeah, Alistair. So we recognize London as the world leading market for small cap public companies in our space. And you know, we're delighted by the support that the London market has shown as we've successfully raised 6.45 million. I guess it's a market that the team, the EGT team, know really, really well. And we've had a number of notable successes across the wider team, including Cove Energy PLC, Amaret Pharma PLC, and more recently hVIVO PLC, which was formerly known as Open Orphan PLC. So, you know, we're very optimistic that we can replicate this, these successes in the London market and with European green transition in the coming years.
So, Aidan, what does the green transition opportunity in Europe look like for you?
Well, we see a huge opportunity. Essentially, every country in the world, but especially Europe, is moving towards renewable energy and a green transition. And that involves a lot of metals and critical raw materials. And so we see potential not only in rare earths, but across the whole spectrum of metals and the related refining and processing, and even in renewable energy itself. So just this month, the EU has actually legislated and approved the Critical Raw Materials Act in Europe. And that is a really supportive for our business. We see potential there for further investment, especially into metals like rare earths. Europe does not have any mines for rare earths at the moment. It's totally reliant on imports. So the EU has actually legislated that there should be extraction in Europe, but it has also set a target of 40% for processing and refining in Europe, and also other targets for recycling and external sourcing. So the EU is really waking up to the risks of not having enough critical raw materials, and it is legislating now for that. So we think we're really well placed and at the right time to capitalize on opportunities across critical raw materials, but also related renewable energy.
Right, so I'm going to ask you a two-part question now. First of all, tell us a little bit about the assets that are already in the company, and then perhaps tell us about the types of thing you might like to add into the portfolio in due course.
I think I'll answer the first one and I'll let Jack answer the second question. But right. The assets we have in the company right now include three projects. The lead asset is the Alstrom rare earth deposit in South Sweden. It was designated as a national interest project by the Swedish Geological Survey last year. So that means that the resource is of value to society and it should be protected for potential future extraction. So we see a great opportunity there for that resource to feed into the future rare earth industry in Europe. Since we acquired that project, we've done a lot of work. The initial 7.8 million ton resource that exists there really, we believe, is just scratching the surface of the true potential. Our field work, which involves mapping, sampling, ground magnetic surveys, and relogging of all the historic drill core, has led to a new exploration model. And that actually has shown us that there's a lot of upside. And we have successfully discovered new zones, quite large areas of alteration and mineralization, which have never been drill tested, but which have some very encouraging signs and grades on surface. So we hope with the future drilling to be able to really expand on the current resource, and then ultimately bring in a partner to help advance the project beyond that. And then just to outline the other two assets we have in the company. So we have a copper and graphite project in North Sweden, and also some early stage critical metal projects in Saxony, in the heart of Europe's EV industry. So these are, again, non-core assets that we will look to partner and monetize as we move forward and focus on the Alstrom deposit, and also focusing on new acquisitions, which I will let Jack talk you through some of the pipeline of targets that we are currently reviewing.
And now that you've completed this raise, there ought to be a reasonable amount of money available to get to work and really, really make some, or really generate some positive news flow and move the projects forward.
Yeah, I think we're well funded now to deliver our exploration plans for Alstrom, but also move it forward so that we can partner on it. We see a lot of opportunities in the pipeline, and having funding brings us further along the route to being able to acquire some of those.
Yeah. The aspirations for further acquisitions or deals in other commodities and all the same commodities and in other jurisdictions or the same jurisdictions?
Yeah, Alistair. So I think, as Aidan mentioned, we see a huge opportunity to acquire a range of undervalued or distressed green economy assets, bring them into the business, de-risk them, and then ultimately sell or partner them to third parties. So, you know, we have a pipeline at the moment of about a dozen opportunities that we're actively engaging in. And so these range from critical materials, solar projects, wind projects, rehabilitation projects, and general clean tech projects. So, and we're pretty excited by the level of opportunities out there. And we think, you know, some of these opportunities can complement our existing portfolio of assets. So to give you a sense of some of the discussions we're talking about, particularly around revenue or near revenue generating opportunities, I mean, we're actively involved in active discussions on a mine and processing facility in Europe that's currently in administration. And then also there's another Western European rehabilitation project that we're looking at quite closely. And this would be a similar project, rehabilitating old mine tailings to something that, you know, Jubilee Metals have done in the past. So these are the types of opportunities. We have a number of additional ones that we're actively pursuing, and we hope to be able to update people in the coming months as we progress these.
And so, talking of updating, a question perhaps for either Aidan or Jack to pick up. What does the news flow for the company look like from here on over the next few months and in, you know, in towards the summer and autumn now that you've got the initial listing away?
Yeah, so I think news flow is a really, really key focus of the business. Aidan and the team have been up in Sweden over the last month or so doing some preliminary work on the Alstom assets. So we expect to have results of channel sampling in the coming months on that. As we work towards kicking off our drill program in July or August of this year. Additionally, you know, we are going to be very deal focused. M&A is a key focus of the business as we look to bring in other assets.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting time for you guys and interesting to watch what you do. Do you have any sort of final comment on the sort of wider market in which you find yourself operating? Because, it won't come as any surprise to viewers and investors when I say that, you know, not many companies have been doing IPOs recently and money's been a bit thin on the ground. And yet you seem to have got this one away quite well with a good sizable chunk of cash, even in a market where certain of your key commodities are not exactly soaring away in price. So, it's an interesting opportunity that you're presenting here. And there seems to be some upside available in sort of several different directions. What what are your views about the wider context in which you guys are now finding yourselves?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great vote of confidence in the team that we've assembled at European Green Transition. The team has a solid track record. Cathal Friel is well known for delivering value and delivering results and driving companies hard. So we are working very closely with him and the team that we have assembled. And you're right, it has been a very tough market. But again, we've seen a lot of support out of Ireland as well for this IPO. So again, it's slightly opportunistic. The best time to acquire distressed assets is when there's not enough money around amongst the other companies. So I think with the team and the support we have, I think we'll be able to deliver on the business plan and execute it over the coming year. And as Jack said, all we need is one or two acquisitions to really substantially grow the value of this company, in addition to advancing our own 100% owned assets. And so we will have news flow, but more importantly, we'll have key value inflection points along the path ahead. And we're really excited about that.
Yep. Well, I wish you guys all the best with it. EGT listed on the market, £6.45 million raised, a good amount in what's been a tough market, but maybe it's the quality of the assets and the quality of the people that have done it. So we wish you all the best and thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.